Well, we'd like to say hello to everybody. Happy New Year. Our show is called Trigger Happy Memories. This show includes live music from the studio, as well as featuring some recordings from local musicians and local bands. We try to feature a new guest each month and somebody from the area. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Ed Schmidt, and we are members of the group called Trigger Happy. And our guest this month is Scott Nash, who just happens to be a member of our group as well. And tonight we're going to feature Scott, and we're going to share some stories through the years. So sit back and listen. We hope that we can stir up some old memories, maybe create some new memories, and tell your neighbors, because this is old-fashioned local radio. I hope you enjoy it. Once again, this is called Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in and wondering what the heck are they doing down there in Amory with this new show, we've been here about, I think this is our fourth show, and like I mentioned earlier, we're featuring local music, local recordings, and doing some live music in the studio, which is kind of scary sometimes, right, Eddie?
Always makes me scared.
Yes, we have to be on our best behavior, but how you doing, Ed?
Good. Just got back into town from, I was up in Bemidji this week, and I was hoping I wouldn't run into too much snow on the way down. Left up there at 12:30 today, but we rolled into town and we're ready to go.
Well, good, yeah, and you, I wish you a Happy New Year.
Yep, Happy New Year, and hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, you had a good Christmas?
Yep, just a little bit of Christmas last weekend. We're going to do all the Christmas with all the kids coming home this weekend, actually. So
good.
You're going to do it like once a week then?
Yeah, I think we'll do it just as often as we can.
So you weren't slighted at all, right?
No, I don't know what I got yet, so I don't know if I was slighted or not.
Yeah, so, and Scott Nash is our guest. How you doing, Scott?
I'm good. I'm just trying to figure out where the cameras are.
Yeah, this is radio, Scott. So
there's no camera?
It's a good thing. It's a radio.
I cleaned up and everything.
Yeah, we had some fun Christmas Eve. You spent Christmas with our family again.
I did.
We've done that for many years, and we've been friends for 40 plus years and played music a lot through those years. But we're going to share some stories with you today, Scott, about some of the things that that got you inspired to play music. And you're from Clear Lake, and we'll get into some of that in a little bit here. But I think we should make you sing a song first.
Sing a song first. Huh?
Yes.
Okay, let's do a Hank Thompson song.
Hank Thompson, all right.
He's one of my favorites, so. This one called A Six-Pack to Go. Hey, Mr. Bartender, now please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning is Sunday. I want to be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I'll have a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town, and I done spent my whole paycheck just honky-tonking around. I don't have enough to pay my rent. I ain't gonna worry, though. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Hey, hey, now, Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning is Sunday. I want to be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I'll have a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I done spent my whole paycheck just honky-tonking around. I don't have a dime to pay my rent. I ain't gonna worry, though, 'cause I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Yes, and I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. One six-pack to go.
Oh, that's Scott Nash playing that and singing that song. Good job there, Scott. Both you and I have been Hank Thompson fans for years, and we saw him at the State Fair. Was it about
4 years ago?
Yeah, probably 4 years ago, maybe. It was
just before he died.
Just before he died. It was, it was interesting to see him. And we talked about this a couple months ago with Bob Zank, who was the manager of the station here, when we played with him in Neillsville. Bob introduced our band down there in 1982. As we backed up Hank Thompson's, we talked about that a couple months ago here. But
And played with him at the Valley House.
Yeah, yep. So anyhow, Scott, let's just back up a few years, and you're from Clear Lake, and what got you inspired? I know there's several players: Leroy Kaler, Rick Stenner, Gordy Dean,
Earl Larson.
Earl.
Yeah.
There was something in the water over there in Clear Lake back in the 60s.
And they kicked most of us out. I think Earl's the only one left.
Yeah, well, he was.
And he's got his own well.
Anyhow, tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Well, you know, I grew up just down the street from the band director, and I think that had something to do with it, because I was down there all the time, and he was great friends with my dad, and they went fishing a lot. And so it was like, you know, when it was time to play an instrument, you were going to. It's kind of like Mr. Sherrin with you, probably, sure. You know. And then just kind of thought that's something I always wanted to do. Always, you know, whenever there was a band around, I was right there in the front checking it out. And what I didn't know until 20 years ago was that way back before I was around, my mom played drums in a band.
Really?
And I never knew that until probably 20 years ago or so.
No kidding. Interesting. Yeah.
So, yeah, there was Gordy and Leroy. And
you took lessons from Brad Nelson over in Amory,
In
right?
Amory, yep. Eddie Nelson's kid, the barber in town here.
Yep. And Brad, of course, played with the White Sidewalls for a number of years.
Brad had one of the hottest bands in the area called the Tyrants.
Sure.
Back in the late 60s.
Okay.
And my first lesson, though, was from Kenny Nelson.
Okay.
Yep. The accordion king himself.
Sure. Well, he taught guitar lessons to us, too. He traveled from town to town, and he'd have, you know, maybe six or eight kids that he'd teach at the same time. And
Matter of fact, it was his guitar. Part of the package was he left a guitar.
And, okay. Sure.
As soon as I learned how to play Louie Louie, I quit worrying about what he told me.
Now, was that a silver-tone guitar? I thought I heard Rick Stenner telling me a story about you and him playing some. Was there a silver tone.
I don't remember the brand of the guitar.
Oh, okay.
Now Rick was uptown. He had a Tiger guitar, which was one of those plastic guitars with a battery powered amp.
He told us about that. Now you had a real guitar.
I got a Tisco from Ed Phillips and Sons.
Okay, sure.
And then he got one too.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, moving forward here, Scott, you and I played in a group with John and Dave and the Better Half for a number of years, and we had a recording we did over in the Twin Cities. Was it Sound 80, wasn't it?
Yep.
And we're going to play one of those. This is a song, Scott, you have been singing this song as long as I can remember. It's a song called Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. It's off of the John and Dave album, so we'll give that a listen.
Thank you. don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for your tears. But remember, tears bring joy to every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. It may be hard to discover you've lost your love for another. But remember, love is just a game, and it can always come again. So don't let the sun catch you crying. You know the crying, it's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the birds sing. So don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for your tears, and the morning will bring joy to every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. But the morning will bring joy every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh,
Okay, that is Scott Nash from originally from Clear Lake, Wisconsin. Scott, I always enjoyed that song. We still do it almost every night. I never grew tired of that song. Just a great, great song. And originally from Clear Lake until you got kicked out. Earl's the only one left there, right?
I think so, yeah. I talked to Gordy once in a while, but he's down in Tennessee.
Sure, yes. But it takes us back to the Country Day. I'm thinking of that song, too. And prior to you playing in the John and Dave group, we had a gentleman by the name of John Peterson. We called him Chester because he could play guitar like Chet Atkins. And he was, I think he was about 13 years older than you and I. So he was a very polished musician and really big into Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash. And as things developed or changed in our group, he ended up going off to Nashville and he was pursuing a gospel thing. And at that time, the band was really taking off and we needed to replace a lead guitar player and somebody that could do Waylon and Johnny Cash and others, and you stepped in. And not an easy task to do to fill that man's shoes, and you did it, though, Scott.
Well, excuse me, I spent a lot of time listening to you guys.
Yeah, you did.
I was up there pretty much every night that we weren't working, and so I knew most of the material, and a lot of it we did in the group I was in at the time. And so, you know, and it's easy to fill in with good players.
Well, it was
It was a good band, and it was a great band.
Yeah, it was a fun band. You bet it was. And like you and I have talked about, the timing was so good at that point. We were young and full of energy, and the urban cowboy thing was taken off. People wearing cowboy hats, and we were there at the right time. It worked out well for us. But anyhow, John Peterson was a terrific player. He brought us up a couple notches, that's for sure.
He was kind of a good guy.
Yeah, a good guy. And you stepped in and took over there, but. Eddie, how you doing over there?
Good.
Did you mean to neglect you?
No, that's fine. I was just listening to all the stories. I think the first time I heard you guys, and I think Chester was still playing with you, probably I saw you once at the Hammond Parade, going through the parade, and all you guys were playing. I think Chester was still playing at that point.
Yeah, he was a great inspiration for all of us, and a very religious man, and certainly had helped us in that area, too. But Eddie, why don't you sing a song?
Well, I got a song here that one thing when I first met Scott, I just couldn't believe all the voices he could do between all the different things. And if you want to hear any of the old AWA wrestlers, Scott's your man, I'll tell you. Because even now, whenever we call each other on the phone, it's always we both talk about Jerry Blackwell, where he always said that they never really slammed him. He might have backdropped him, but you never really slammed him. And Scott and I always start our phone conversations that way. But here's a song that I have Scott help me with. We do a Porter Wagner song, and Scott will do a voice here for you towards the end, and I'm pretty sure you'll know who he's doing. So, the old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the lane I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherry. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I look, and there is Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherry. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly, as again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Why don't you play us a little bit, Scott?
And then I awake and look around me. And you had the four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. But there's the garden, that old padre. And arm in arm, we're going to walk at daybreak. And again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, I will.
Yes, they'll all come to see me. Arms are reaching, smiling sweetly. As again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. As again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home.
Well, that's very good. I struggled trying to sing the harmony. I was still laughing there, Scott.
You think they recognized the Crusher?
That was the Crusher. No, I don't think it was.
John Wayne.
John Wayne, okay. Yep. So, oh, that's fun. Yes, that was, actually, it was Clarion.
It was Clarion doing Walter Brennan.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yep, well, I just saw Walter Brennan in a movie yet.
Going back to the country, Dan, we just had so many good times. There are some faithful followers were the Screamers, Lila and Tammy and a bunch of other ones. But we'd also like to remind you, as this goes out to Tammy, that Trigger Happy reminds you to get educated at UW-Wandrous, famous for their smoked barbecued ribs. Get educated about great food, great times, all the time at UW-Wandrous, just off of State Highway 65 at Wandrous. So they're going to be sponsors here with us, we hope. So, but Tammy, hello. Jerry, hope you tuned in there. And I should mention again, too, this is people that just tuned in wondering what in the world's going on down there in Amory.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is our show is called Trigger Happy Memories, and it's featuring local music and some local recordings. So we hope you sit back and listen. And Scott, you after our group kind of went their separate ways, you ended up going to
Stony
Afton.
Ridge. Well, Stony Ridge.
Yeah, Stony Ridge. But the one that I thought was interesting that you played with a group in at the Bungalow.
At the Bungalow, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, that was a group with Sam Skinner, who was a, celebrity in his own mind, I guess.
He was a good front man.
He was a good front man. Yeah. Hung around Nashville a lot and then put together a group when he'd come up here, and it was Nancy Long on drums, who was a Stillwater girl, and me and Sam, and Russ Paul, who I guess would be best known to anybody as he was the steel player in the Sky Blue Water Boys, which was a huge group in the Twin Cities in the late 70s, early 80s. And we did that for about 6 months, five nights a week, and then a year or two after that, Russ took off for Nashville, and he hasn't come back since. He's turned into one of the top four studio guys in town on steel.
And he backed up or played with, Don Williams?
He played with just about everybody but Garth Brooks. If you look him up online, really? He was with Vince Gill for about 6 years. And he's took the dream and made it happen. And not many of us do.
No, and I think, as you told the story before, that the first couple of years, he was eating soup,
$25 a night, 7 nights a week, and 5-6 guys in an apartment to get by. And if you didn't like it and leave, there's 5 other guys waiting to take your seat.
Yeah, he was such a great steel player. I remember seeing you guys over at the Bungalow, and I remember the trick that Russ used to do. I'd never saw that before. Where the big bar that we use with our left hand on the steel guitar, he would take that and he would push it and let it go, and as it's rolling, and then he's picking it with his right hand, and the stuff that he could do. And lately I've seen, like, on some of the videos where in Nashville, and I think now he's playing a Show Pro steel guitar. I was looking at it, I thought, boy, what has he got there? And it's got all these built-in knobs, and he, besides the being able to do the traditional great steel stuff, he does all these neat things with delays. And that Show Pro steel he's got has got all these amazing things built right into it, where he can add all these kind of fancier little background things that you wouldn't, sometimes you wouldn't even know it was a steel guitar, but I think that's part of his work nowadays.
It is, and he's the same guy that left here. That's the good part.
Yeah. Well, you talked to him about, we thought about going to Nashville and doing another recording, and you contacted him, and he said, yeah, come on down, I'll set you up, and we'll get you into a studio that you can afford, and I'll help produce. And we haven't done it. We sure would like to if we can get organized. But one, just if you can tell the story quickly, you told me about he traveled with Willie Nelson for just a special thing acoustically. But tell us.
They did like a Willie Nelson Unplugged or Willie Nelson album that was just all acoustic. The only thing that was plugged into an amp was Russ's steel. Everything else was acoustic. And so then that group would travel for, I don't know, 8, 9 months, I guess, whatever it was. And a lot of times Willie's whole band would then, they'd meet up later in the week and they would do a regular show. Well, the drummer from Willie's band, Paul English, had a stroke. And they were supposed to play a big show in New York City. But the band didn't come because Paul had the stroke. So Willie just took these 7 or 8 acoustic musicians and said, come on, we're going to go do the regular concert. And just I'll kick them off and I'll do the endings and you guys fill in the middle. And Russ said that that's where he really learned that Willie Nelson's probably the best musician he ever worked with.
I remember you
said... Which surprised me a little bit.
And he said he was the smartest musician.
Yeah.
You know, and just that timing that Willie has got. I know Russ struggled a little bit with that, and the bass player said...
Just stay on the beat. Let him find us.
Yeah.
And as soon as they figured that out, Willie turned around with a big grin and gave him the nod and said, oh, okay, you caught me.
That's some neat stuff.
Yeah, but he's got some great stories.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a song here called Honky Tonk Girl. And, again, this goes back to Hank Thompson. And I think Johnny Cash did this. And I'm not so sure if Carl Smith maybe did this one, too. I think he did. Yeah, so... Don't be fooled by big blue eyes, by a smile or a golden curl, 'cause she'll love you now and then break every vow. She's just a honky-tonk girl. Breaking hearts to her was just a way of having fun. She thinks every man's a fool and you're another one. She knows all the arts of love, she'll give your heart a twirl, 'cause she's just a honky-tonk girl. Had more than one or two, and each day there's someone new. She's just a honky-tonk girl. Breaking hearts to her was just a way of having fun. She thinks every man's a fool and you're another one. She knows all the arts of love, she'll give your heart a twirl, 'cause she's just a honky-tonk girl. Oh, yes, no, she's just a honky-tonk girl. Yeah, a little honky-tonk girl. That's kind of fun to do. Yes. We touched a little bit last month about some of our old friends. One is Kay Kaiser, and we had his brother Fizz here with us last month. Had a lot of fun with that.
Fritz.
We talked about that too. That how he got the name Fritz was from Smiley.
Smiley, yep.
And he thought that's what his name was. He wasn't being disrespectful to Fizz. He just
no.
But of course, then Fizz brings up, well, that's what Nash still calls me all the time.
Every chance I get.
But you brought in a recording of Kay.
I did.
And I hope we're not putting you on the spot here, but there's. Kay was a big inspiration to a lot of us. And if we can get Bob to put that in the machine for us, maybe tell us a little bit about this song we just got.
This is recorded back, actually before I knew him. You might have probably known him then, but he was down at Louis Inn with Rick and Company and the house band. It's a Charlie Rich song, Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
Oh.
And, you know, Kay was probably, if I have an idol, it was Bobby Kaiser.
And me, of course.
Well, yeah, but that's because you're left-handed.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, there wasn't anything that guy could not do.
Oh, talented. I mean,
he scratch was a golfer.
Oh, he was a good athlete.
Good bowler. Played the trumpet.
And he played fast pitch softball, and he was the pitcher. He was just lights out.
Yeah, you know, he was just amazing. And he used to just scare the heck out of me when he would walk in and I'd be playing. And he just, you know, just intimidated me to no end until one night I thought, to heck with that. He came in the door. If he doesn't like what he hears, he can go out the same way. And after that, we got to be really good buddies.
Oh, that's cool. He told you, Eddie, one time, I think I'm going to break your fingers,
yep,
right?
Yeah,
and that was a compliment coming from Kay Kaiser. But anyhow, we're going to. Hopefully this is going to work. It's a recording that came off a reel-to-reel, so it's not necessarily studio quality, but...
But it's pretty good.
Okay, well, let's give it a try.
Pretty nice.
Mr. Gray, this is Flash. Everybody's gone away. Said I'll move on to LA. And I'm so around. Everybody's leaving town. Some call it a break, some call it a plane. While the sunshine leaves the rain. Say there's time. Yes, sir, I wish you mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good times, Charlie's got the blues. Good times, Charlie's got the blues.
You know what? That's Kay Kaiser. It's in a recording from back in probably in the, what,
70s? About 70.
Wow. I'd forgotten how good he could sing.
I knew him by 73, and I didn't know him then. So
sure. Yeah, wow, that's really good. We're talking about the band. Rick Johnson was the bass player.
Bass player.
Terrific singer. Greg Malin was the keyboard player.
Yep,
and I just looked up in this book I've got of Twin City Rock and Roll. He was Gregory D. in the Avantes, and he had the song The Grind back in the 60s that hit real big. And this was in the 70s. He's doing country with these guys.
And Donnie Karski.
Don Karski was a drummer, yeah.
Drummer. He's still around. He's over in St. Croix.
Yeah, so we want to get that sax thing going on the recording before too. Did you bring that with you, the recording?
Yep, okay. Like you.
But before we do that, we'll just talk briefly again. Maybe Bob can get prepared with that. But you and Butch Wolf played together for a while. Can you just tell us a little bit about that, Scott?
We did. After I started with Stoney, with Leroy Kaler, we went through a few bass players, and we wound up with Butch. And then as the climate changed as far as work being available for four-piece bands, Butch and I started doing a two-piece and put a two-piece together, which we did for, I don't know, quite a while, eight, 9 years probably, and did some recording with that.
What was the name of that, Scott?
Two tall guys.
Two bald guys?
Two bald guys.
Oh, not bald, tall, right?
Well, okay. Butch didn't like the bald part.
No.
But he was one of the best people I ever played with. Turned out to be one of my best friends. Passed away about 10 years ago, and miss him every day.
Yeah, and it was just a freakish thing that he was out cutting wood and
fell over.
Tipped over, yeah.
Which is great. That's how I want to go.
Yeah,
But we're
going to, not to interrupt you there, did you bring a recording of you and Butch, too? Okay, we'll do this other one. Eddie, let's talk about, it's still Christmas season here. You did some recording just recently in a studio.
Yeah, first off, we want to say a shout-out to, let Kenny and, this is Kenny Nelson and Darlene from Cottage Grove that I work with, too. Unfortunately, Kenny just lost his mom a few days ago, so we want to let Kenny know that our thoughts and our prayers are with them. And I was over there a few weeks ago, and he's got a pretty nice studio set up right down in his basement there, and he's doing a recording for this gentleman, and he wanted to add steel guitar and a bunch of songs and some saxophone. So I was over there, and while I was there, I said, Kenny, I said, as long as we get this mic set up for the saxophone, it sounded pretty neat, and it was being just past Christmas time here, so I did a recording. I thought, well, maybe I'll bring this along to the radio show and see how that goes. But I did a recording of Silver Bells, so
neat.
We thought we'd play that for
Let's
you.
Let's give her a listen. That's Eddie Schmidt playing that saxophone. Very pretty, Ed.
Thanks.
It's just fresh off the press, isn't it?
I have to start calling him Boots.
Yes. I want to remind you folks, this is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin, and this is the Trigger Happy Memories is the name of our show here. And I want to say hello to a few folks out there. Putz and Julie from Hudson, Wisconsin, hello. Mom and Jim and my brother John out in Arizona, hello. We got Heather from St. Paul. She does helps with the white sidewalls. Hello, Heather. Gary McIntyre, who is he's getting his health back.
Good.
Gary. We're praying for you as well, and hope you get back on your feet. I know you're doing well. Uncle Bob, we always have to remember Uncle Bob. He's been our good friend for so many years with us, and we got Scott Heinbach from Hammond. Hopefully you're tuned in here too. Edna over there in White Bear Lake. Edna, I talked to her this afternoon, and Edna, hope you're tuned in and doing well. So, Scott, anybody you want to say hello to?
George Wolf, and he's down in Arizona also.
Oh.
George just had a pretty major heart procedure, came through it with flying colors, and that's Butch's brother, and I sent him a note today to have him tune in online, so hopefully you got that.
Sure, well, neat. Yeah, and also, I better be careful. I forgot my wife, Debbie. Got everybody else ahead of her. I'm sorry, Debbie, if you're listening, but she probably shut the radio off now. So, But anyhow, we're going back to talking about you and Butch doing some music, and you guys did a recording over with Mike Blue.
At Mike Blue Studio, yeah.
And we've got a recording of that. Do you want to tell just a little bit about that, Scott?
Yeah, that was Butch's only time he'd been in the studio, and he was just like a kid in a candy store. I had been with you guys two or three times by that point and kind of knew what to expect, and he had no clue as far as what it was going to take. And he was, like I said, actually before he passed away, we talked about he didn't want to play out anymore, but I said, we've got all this material that we did for all these years. I said, let's pick 10, 12 songs and
sure.
Just record it for ourselves just so we have it. And we were all fired up to do that, and then he checked out on me, so we didn't get her done. But
luckily,
I've got a lot of live stuff.
Well, good, yeah.
So
we have a recording from that.
This is from the album, yeah.
Okay, well, let's play that.
That's the wrong one. That's Ed. I don't think that's us.
Well, no, that's okay. That's our fault.
We're
trying to get all this sorted out. We got so much to talk about, but we'll try it again. It's the, you had the right one in there.
What the heck?
Yeah, well, whatever.
I listened to it on the way up here.
Maybe you stole the car.
Yeah. No, I think, anyway, well, that's okay.
Yeah, we'll just move on here. I'm going to sing a song here, a gospel song, if you guys don't mind. It's called Where Could I Go But to the Lord? You guys can follow this. We've only done this, I think, a couple times, but it's a great old gospel song. One, two, three.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can I afford, Standing alone to face temptation so. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Eddie. God's own word. Yet when I face with that chilling hand to death. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord?
One more time.
Where could I go but to the Lord?
Great gospel song there. Thank you, guys. That was fun. Scott, I got thinking about the country dam again and all, some of the old stories. And Uncle Bob, I'm sure you could tell 1,000 stories. But the one time we were just being, well, not one time. We got real goofy often up there. But we put you underneath the stage. And those who don't remember the country dam, never been there, the stage was behind the bar. And it was about 7 foot 7 inches tall, and underneath the stage was a room, and they stored things back there, and they brought beer in and out, but Bob Bush Smiley would oftentimes go in and out of there. But we put you underneath that room with a microphone, and you were singing, I believe it was The Auctioneer you were singing, and all of us are standing on the stage, and the crowd is looking at, and not one of us are singing. Like, who's singing? It's down there. Scott is singing. Well, as you're singing, here comes Smiley. Bob Bush opens up the authority. What you doing down here, Nash? And you're trying to shoo him away.